program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Good evening, Bahamas. This is Mrs. Candidate Delaville, and we're here live on Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. And this evening, we are going to have a different type of conversation. It's another sexy Tuesday. It's amazing that every Tuesday, it's very balmy, it's very sexy. You know, it's an opportunity for you to snuggle up to your particular person and get a little cozy. And so this evening we are going to speak about the reality of marriage. Tonight we're diving into a conversation many people celebrate, but true unpacking never really happens. We see the perfectly manicured photos, the anniversary photos, the smiling couples, and the highlighted reels, because everything on Facebook is not what it seems. But behind the images are real people, real struggles, real choices, and real growth. Marriage is beautiful. In my counseling session with my pastor, he said to me, marriage is perfect. It's the individuals that make it not so perfect. Valentino Williams, this is what he said. And I think that he's 100% correct. But it's challenging emotionally. It strengthens, it breaks, it heartbreaks, pickups, downfalls. It holds joy, commitment, sacrifice, forgiveness, healing, and sometimes betrayal. It holds moments of deep love and moments of deep disappointment. Tonight, we're here not to judge. We listen and we do not judge. We're here to talk about truth, to create a safe space, to explore the joys and the challenges, to ask the questions people whisper but rarely say out loud. Whether you're married, considering marriage, divorced, separated, engaged in a throuple, a frouple, or not, or simply curious, the conversation is for you. So get comfortable, get your popcorn. We're probably going to be on until 8 o'clock tonight. Dwight will just have to scold me a little bit later.
Thank you, God.
Turn up the volume and join us as we navigate the reality of marriage. Stay with us. This is Mrs. Kendenique Rumpapumpum Delaville and Mr. Kevin Camp. Kevin.
Hey.
Kevin, good evening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Kevin. Kevin, this entire conversation was sparked by something that was on Facebook a few days ago. And oh, my female guest is here along. Hi, hon.
Hi.
Looking so beautiful.
Hi, thank you.
Ah, she is in the studio, ladies and gents.
What's going on?
This conversation was sparked by something that was posted a few days ago. And it reads, if y'all see my husband with his girlfriend, just know that I ain't asked no question yet. The board bursting open. The phones are ringing already. You see my husband with his girlfriend, just know we are not together. Kevin, You are the man in this room.
Wait.
I want to know from a male perspective, Kevin. You've said on many different occasions, you wish that we had somebody that would tell us the truth about marriage.
Yeah.
What are we not telling people that have yet crossed that threshold? Because we see the beautiful photos, right? And we want to be married, But do we want the wedding or do we want the marriage? Are we getting married to prove a point to somebody else? As a man, and I mean, I don't want to be chauvinistic, but as a man, Kevin, what is it for you? Why do you think we're not telling people the truth about what marriage really is? You need some, you need some of this. Oh, shoot, sorry, Kevin, hold that.
No, you straight. Get it. I think that, let me answer your question. For men, marriage isn't about social media validation or likes or attention for men.
Right.
We don't do that.
Right.
For us, I'm going to venture to say that marriage is more of a deep-seated conviction. It's a serious decision on a man's behalf to, one, say I'm going to be committed to this one woman, when it is our, from a biological standpoint, it is our nature to procreate with multiple women. I know that sounds bad.
Mm-hmm, it does.
But if you look at nature, a pride alliance, two males, bunch of women.
Right.
A pack of gorillas.
Right.
Big ape, bunch of women. Right? You look at the pot cakes on the road. Them dogs, they busy.
Busy.
You understand?
I do.
I'm not saying follow nature's example, but I'm telling you, biologically, men, how, if it takes a serious level of, one, discipline and conviction to decide within oneself. It's a serious personal decision. If you see a man that says he wants to marry you, like he's dating with a purpose and he wants to marry you,
mm-hmm.
That is something that isn't easy for him to...
Okay. I want to get a different perspective. Why do you think that we don't tell the truth about what marriage really is? Why do you think we as women lie?
I don't think it's us not telling the truth. I think we all grew up with the nobody need to know what happens within your four walls.
Okay.
But I feel as if woman to woman, without talking your business, you could say, hey, you could have plenty challenges. Mm-hmm. It could be this. Mm-hmm. It ain't a bed of roses. I mean, even bed of roses has its thorns.
Yes.
So, you know, it is about, yes, you should be truthful about the ups, the downs, the highs and the lows of what marriages can be without airing your dirty laundry. I think that's where we fail each other in not sharing that, hey, it ain't always be a good day. And unfortunately, yes, social media, we only see the highlight reels.
That's it.
I agree.
We see, but most people were brought up that way. You know, even when you do marriage counseling, your counselor will say, what's going on between you and your wife or you and your husband? The world does not have to know.
Okay.
So, you know, I think I could have that conversation with you and say, Kenny, boy, let me tell you something.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's why you need to have, you need to associate yourself with like-minded people, not, you know, single people, married people, mm-hmm. so that you can get the right kind of advice.
Okay.
I agree. I agree.
So I really think it's a combination of things, Kenny. I don't think it's people lying. We just post our highlight reels. You have some people out there who's going to be real and say, listen, today was a bad day. Like our friend.
I think we need to have more transparency, though.
I think we lie.
Like, today was a horrible... Like, let me tell you something. My wife is my best friend, but she is my worst enemy.
Okay.
All at the same time.
Okay.
You know, there's ovulation periods where she is grouchy. I don't know what I'm going to get when the dice rolls, how she's feeling today. That's how women are designed.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, it's my job to understand that. And then there are days where I'm just stressed out and frustrated and work was bad or the day was just rough for me. It's her job as a woman to understand that as well. It's a give and take type of thing. But see, the problem is we don't glorify the down times as much as we glorify the up times, which is why I agree with the highlight reel aspect. But young people who idolize marriage.
Mm-hmm. Idolize the wedding.
The wedding.
Not just the wedding. They put these people who they see on a pedestal.
Correct.
And a lot of times when they break up, heartbroken as well, like they were in the marriage, when the reality is, no, that's their marriage. And their marriage may not necessarily be your marriage. Mm-hmm. I always tell you, I don't give marital advice.
Yes.
Because what you could be dealing with, I mightn't be dealing with.
Right.
And the way you might handle some stuff, I mightn't be wired for it. My shoes might be too big for you to fill.
Right, right.
So
right.
I would tell you that, like, from my perspective or what I would have went through, and hope that it may not deter you, but help you to develop a level of discernment or discipline for men. Really, I like to talk to guys about marriage because for them, we relate. I say, but there's a couple of things that you need to know. One, you can't have two women.
Jesus.
You know, we can start there because that seems to be the common denominator in the Bahamas. You can't do it. If you're going to get married, you need to understand that this is a one-woman show. We don't live in the East, in the mountains, where they trade a daughter for a goat, and you have multiple wives. We don't do it in the Bahamas.
Right.
The law dictates that it's one man,
one wife.
Anything outside of that is a problem. So you got to make up in your mind if this...
I think for me, right, because in my first marriage, I think I talked everything. I think I didn't have an outlet, and so... I had hair at that point. If I go to the hairdresser and somebody talk about it, I talk about it too. And then I had a different type of image that I saw at home. My parents married for 50 plus years. Daddy don't have no extra woman. Mommy don't have no outs. Like it was.
That is beautiful.
Right. Daddy, when daddy get paid, daddy say, Donna, this your check, this the check. Do what you have to do with it. So I saw a different type of thing. So I automatically thought that everything would be like what I saw at home. But right. That's not what it was. And so I think that women are not honest about the fact that their men may cheat, because sometimes you hear women and they say, oh, well, my thing, I'm good, and he loved this and blah, blah, blah. Sweetie, sex cannot keep a man.
It will not.
It will entertain him for a while. Even as a woman, it will only entertain us for a period of time.
But Kenny, I want you to believe mommy and daddy had their issues. You just may never know.
Exactly. Exactly. But can I tell you? In the time that my mother used to tell me and my brother and I the reality of things. Mommy never sugarcoated anything. And my mother used to cuss, okay? And I picked that up from mommy. But when it came up to whatever her and my daddy would have had a disagreement on, I never knew that.
Yep.
Donovan and I never saw that. But I know mommy them had to have arguments. It couldn't be peaches and cream every single day.
No, but I told my wife, I said, it is in your place as a kid to know the intricacy of their marriage, and you are a product of their marriage. But you're married to them.
No, you're not.
You're so dependent. They don't even have to talk to you. They make sure you feed your belly full and you sleeping good.
Right.
But their marriage, their pillow talk.
That's none of your business.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yep.
And I applaud them because they modeled what marriage was intended to be.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think, for me, why I say that I think we lie is because because of the nature of what I do as a business, as an entrepreneur, right? I may see Tom and I may see Mary and I may see Tom with somebody else. And then I see them in church on Sunday, Tom of on the pink suit, Mary of on the pink matching hat, the four little children of on the same pink lilac color combination. And I know for a fact that ain't what I see you doing.
But Kenny, there are a lot of women who are okay with that. They unfortunately, it's not a good thing, but there are some women.
But what am I teaching you? What am I teaching the next young lady?
Right.
Nothing good. I can tell you that. But there are people out there who say, listen, I am not going to leave my wife or my husband despite what they're doing because I want my family unit to remain.
But what you're showing your children,
and
Angie?
That's unhealthy. It's very unhealthy.
That's actually toxic.
Unhealthy.
I live in the room. You live in the master bedroom.
And I live in the guest bedroom.
And I live in the guest bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then I just come out to cook the breakfast. And when I cook the breakfast, I slam the food on the table or I tell you the food in the pot.
It shouldn't be that way.
Or when you come home in the evening, you only bring food for you one.
But that's our reality.
I think it's a pride thing too, though, because you don't want to come out and say, well, I'm staying with them so-and-so because of the money. I don't want to look bad to my parents. Like, They love him so much.
I stand for the children.
Like
these children grow up and leave us.
Hello.
I agree. But at the end of the day, the motives, it literally goes back to motives. Like, why did you get married in the first place?
I don't think know. I think who I was when I first got, when I got married the first time, and who I was during the matriculation of the marriage changed, because I got married with a different ideology, and then as the cheating happened, I would go and I would fight the girls. And then I end up, like, I have a history of that. And then I had to come to the realization that, listen, you can't be in the road fighting these women, because he made the vows.
Fair.
Right?
Agreed.
I'm not throwing aspersions at anybody, because maybe I just didn't have the right love language at that particular time.
Fair.
But as you get older, you look for something else. You see what I'm saying?
I agree.
But we have some questions, and we have to get at least four or five of these questions. Let me ask one of them. How has your definition of love changed from the day you said I do to right now? Anyone could answer that question.
It is ever changing. I've went from being in love to choosing to love, if that makes sense. Like, because
it's a decision you have to get up every day.
After a certain point in time during your marriage, like, the longer you're in it, the more it becomes a choice.
It is.
Because it's like, the way I see it today is like, this is my mom. My mom upsets me. I can't get rid of my mom. She'll always be my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, if I see her not essentially as my mom, but in the same, this is my wife. She's going to piss me off just like my mom's going to piss me off. But I can't get rid of my mom, so I'm not going to get rid of my wife. Mm-hmm. Because she's my family now. She's not a relative, because there's a difference. But my wife is my family.
Mm-hmm.
And not every day is going to be a good day.
Mm-hmm.
There are some days.
And when those bad days come, you have to actually still like that person.
Yeah,
I think you have to like them enough.
I think at the bare minimum you do.
Yes. And
you
I
should
think
like your partner.
Is what, as the time goes by, too, that nurtures into a very deep love.
Yeah, it definitely sustains it too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I ain't gonna love you every day.
I think you have to be in a relationship beyond the love. Because what happens, let's say you're 50, 60, 70, right? And of course, we have a call. Of course, sex changes and the dynamics change.
Sex dies.
What happens when you don't get the whap? What happens when he has erectile dysfunction and the only thing you have is conversations and toys?
Yeah.
What happens
and
then?
You like each other because you like their conversation. You like traveling together.
Yeah.
You like that you have the same interests.
Yeah.
So it goes beyond that, what we call just, I guess, the show kind of love. It's so much deeper. And as you grow and nurture that marriage or that relationship,
he
says, it's ever evolving.
And
always changing.
And that's why the initial birth of the marriage, like, before y'all get married, y'all need to be friends.
You have to be friends.
Like,
yeah,
really,
like, each other.
Like, really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this call. Caller, good evening. You're on.
Good evening, Miss Delibo. Mrs. Delibo.
God.
How are you?
My God.
I am good, sir. How are you?
I teased somebody the other day. You used to say you were Candy Campbell, the other name.
Right.
Now you only say you would use Mrs. Delibo. You don't even use Campbell no more.
No, I am Mrs. Delibo. I am Mrs.
Excuse me. I think marriage is what you make it, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You are the star artist in the marriage.
Yeah,
you're the leading star in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things, like I always tell my daughter, you're dating. You're not a bad person if you're going out with this person this weekend, that person next. You're dating. You're entitled to do that.
Yes, yes.
Now, as a corner, what you do when you're dating, that's between you and the person you're going with. That's not my business.
Right.
But whenever you go around them, be careful when you're dating somebody.
Absolutely.
And they don't want to take you around their house. Be very careful with that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And there's another thing, too. When they do take you around their house, watch how they talk to their mother and watch how they treat their sisters.
Absolutely.
You'll be treated the same way.
I agree.
I tell you that. You'll be treated the same way.
I agree, because I think you're right.
I I want to ask you a question, Ms. Delaval.
Yes.
And don't get offended by it.
Mm-mm.
About how many times you think you could be married?
I think you could get married. You should. Well, I'm Roman Catholic, right? And I really only should have been married once under
you
under
only
my.
You could be married once.
Pardon?
You only could be married once.
Right? Are you really? No. That's what the Roman Catholic Church says, right? But based on
that's what the Bible says.
But no,
that's,
the Bible no, the Bible says. Says no, the Bible doesn't say that.
If you divorce due to adultery, you can remarry a woman or man.
If they commit adultery, yeah. That is grounds for you to be divorced. Mm-hmm. But I can say this to you: divorce just doesn't happen in terms of a relationship. Divorce happens in many ways. But Families. Your question was, how many times can you be married? I think you can be married as many times as you need to be to get it right.
Go to a marriage ceremony as many times as you want to be, but you only can be married once. In the sight of God, you only married once.
So you think I'm still married to the first man?
Yes, ma'am.
Great God.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious.
Okay.
I hear you,
now,
brother.
You, whatever the reason was, like there are reasons for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was because of any of those reasons in the Bible, then I guess
I straight.
It's different, but if it's just because you saw a fellow with a tighter six-pack or a fellow who you know could beat a drum good or something, you know. Different things.
Well, listen, let me say unequivocally, right? The reason that I was divorced, and I stand on a point of order, and I have no qualms of saying this, there was mass infidelity in my marriage.
You have rights for divorce.
And I think I'm within my right.
When
all is said and done, anybody that knows me intimately can say, Kenny, you put up a good fight. And I put up a good fight.
Well,
I meant so
good.
Much
and,
so.
And see, would you saying that? This is the type. I've never met you in person. I mean, I saw you. I know you.
Yes.
But I've never said, well, this is me and that's you.
Right.
But, you know, you said that just now. And I got to say this and I'm going to go.
Okay.
You said that just now. And can I tell you, I believe you.
I appreciate that.
For seeing you, the way you conduct yourself, the way you treat, you seems to be a trustworthy person.
I try to be. I try to be because I want, you have to understand, I have one child in this life, right? Mm-hmm. One living child.
Right
I had triplets and I had triplets and the triplets died. So I have one living child and I want someone to say when I should cross over to Jordan, your mother was good to me and so I am going to be good to you.
Listen to me, Mom. I tell you I was getting this now, but let me say this.
Yes.
That I don't get a better thrill. I thought when I was making my children, I had some good thrill. I never had a better thrill than when somebody could walk up to me with my sight condition.
Yes.
And put a $50 in my hand, put $100 in my hand. Say, boy, I remember when your mother did this for me in school. Boy, I remember when your mother did this to the neighborhood for us.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, see, my mother lived.
No.
But she lived. And the way she lived, I could live off the way she lived now.
Amen. And I could tell you, I mean, I do not have a regular 9-to-5 job, right? But can I say this to you? My mother has been gone now for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't have to beg bread.
No.
I don't.
You know when they say your mother's attitude and thing will make room for you?
Yes, yes,
huh?
Yes. And manners and respect will take
you
through the world.
Your mother's life after she's gone, your mother lived a good life.
She did. She did.
Okay?
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I'm speaking for your mother, and I'm bragging about Miss Inez Ferguson, my mother.
All right, all right.
Anywhere I go, they say, boy, aren't you a Fergie boy?
Yes.
Could I feel it when people tell me that?
Awesome.
Aren't you a Fergie boy?
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
You know, I thought I would have been able to live better off what my brothers did for people. But when people do for me because of what my mother did.
It's awesome. Thank you.
I can continue listening.
Thank you so much. I
you
appreciate
know,
you.
Number one fan.
I love that for me and you. Thank you so very
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let me get to this next question. What is the most unromantic part of a successful marriage that no one warns you about?
The unromantic part?
Like, I think that's the vows, like the for better or for worse. When you can't do nothing for yourself and that person.
Or financially.
Both.
Is it?
Well, the financial. Do you know that they say that finances is the number one cause of divorce.
Yep.
Finances.
I don't understand why, but I get it.
You don't want
because again, people aren't open and honest. So if you can have an open, honest conversation with your partner and say, "Hey, this is what it is," and y'all agree, and circumstances can change either way.
Mm-hmm. That's right? Why I don't get it because.
But a lot of people lie. Or.
Well, what?
Or
in the Bahamas.
And the worst
about
part
being
is
what wealthy.
And or you have men with egos. And unfortunately, in today's society, women are becoming the breadwinners. And a lot of men, from an ego standpoint, they can't take it.
But I don't understand why, because Kevin made a comment one time. Kevin said, "Listen, at one point, my wife did everything." And he said, if my wife out working, I make sure she have something hot to eat when she come home.
And that's what it should
clean.
Be. Not everybody can do that.
Why?
But why listen, you can't do that?
Because
not every man can do that. It's an ego thing.
That's why I always talk about pride and humility.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have stickability, your marriage is going to fail.
Yeah.
Like, it is doomed before it even starts. If you are prideful, marriage isn't for you.
Marriage
ain't for
you.
It's literally two servants serving
each
one
other.
Another.
Mm-hmm.
That's what marriage is. And if I lose my job, in the Bahamas, jobs aren't just lying around saying, "Come get me." Mm-hmm. I mean, you have some people that can work and God's been good to them.
Yes.
But not everybody is in that area or that space where they could say, "I got work, I got work, I got work."
No.
You know, what are you going to do? You're going to leave them because they lost their job?
No, you can't. Kevin, can I tell you? I have to be honest with you. I had a wonderful job at the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. I wanted to become the director general, the director of communications. They said I had to have a specialized master's. I went and I got that. They still didn't give me the job. They gave it to somebody else. Somebody made me an offer. I left my job at the ministry, went to work somewhere else. COVID came and I had no job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it is to run through your savings between insurances, school fee, everything else? And, and the person that you're with has to subsidize everything because there is no work.
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond just saying, "I love you." That's why I always say it. You have to be more than "I love you."
Absolutely.
It has to be founded and grounded in something more than just sex.
Yeah.
It got to be more than sex.
Because what happened when the tingum don't work?
But that's what we always got to go back to that, because apparently, I've had conversations with young people and they think that you have sex every single day.
They lie.
Nobody goes to work. We just stay home and we sleep together all day. and the bills just somehow stay on. I don't know how they do that. We travel. Social media has people.
We are fixated on foolishness. Let me read some of these text messages before I get cussed out, please. this text says, "Kenny, speaking of mom and wife, who should you choose when they both hate each other, and it's either one or the other?" Okay. Tell that man, stop talking fool. You can get married as much as you want. God gave you a choice. Okay. This caller, y'all wonder why we still where we are with some things like marital rape and equality. This text, Kenny. Oh, I can't read that one. Okay, all right. Let me read my other text. No, I can't read that one. Oh, not on the radio. That have some F-bombs in it. Kenny, let's talk about the reality of marriage. When there's only one bathroom, you have to take a dump. He is in the shower. The children have to get ready. Let's talk about the real nitty-gritty of marriage, because there are some things that we have to get ahead of the societal media and relationship goals. Let's talk about the real marriage. How do you protect your marriage of comparison?
That's an individual choice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always tell people, I am the prime minister
of my home.
Mm-hmm. My wife and my daughter are my citizens.
Right.
Nobody else have a passport to come in there unless I grant them a visiting visa. You ain't staying here. You don't live here. You on the clock.
Like John Canoe, you're on the clock?
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
Okay. But I will say, comparison in today's world
is common,
mm-hmm. but it's also very difficult in that it's being pushed in your face constantly.
We are all attached
to our phones. We look at it all day, every day. But then we say, wow, look at Susie Q and Johnny J. They gone all the way to Dubai. You see that?
I agree.
But you know how many people were saving for that trip?
But we don't know that, Kenny.
That frustrates me so much because we don't see. I love to see people do that type of stuff, but I love to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this?
And it's maturity.
I also think that some of these people on social media that we are watching are not telling the truth.
They're lying.
I think that some of these people are that, and they must be very careful about the messages that they transcend.
Yeah.
To other people because y'all telling some big stories.
They're lying. What's worse is I ain't even surprised because mm-hmm. y'all only was showing one side of the coin anyway.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, good evening.
How you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Quite well. You know, on your second question.
Yes, sir.
You know, on the divorce thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for the culture, well, mm-hmm. for any place, anybody who enters into a marriage is entering at a deficit.
Okay.
Okay. There is a very definite learning curve that has to be addressed.
Okay.
Especially, you know, after the first 7 years, you know, you just start to know who you married to. Right?
Okay.
And this handling of, and the main struggle, I think, is how we handle things and circumstances. The handling of things and circumstances. Now, those two things are like a platform, you know, for folks to jump off on, you know, especially, you know, now I find out that if one person as to what a marriage is supposed to be, things tend to work out, okay? Because, you know, you've got to teach, you may have to teach your partner a thing or two,
mm-hmm.
you know,
fair.
Especially if, you know, you came from a single parent household, you have to be careful of how you address the other person's attitudes, you know, especially in terms of what they were used to, you know. But I think, you know, if I was giving advice, I would say that the person you are dating, try to attend a funeral or a wedding
mm-hmm.
in their family.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how folks deal with the extremes of joy and sorrow.
Yes.
You know, and you can get a good gauge as to what's going to happen, you know, as you go ahead.
I agree.
I am enjoying your discussion.
Thank you so much. I thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I want to piggyback off of that caller. I was watching T.D. Jakes' daughter, Sarah Jakes, many, many months ago, right? The second mm-hmm. time. And she said that her father told her, the person that you stand beside when you bury me is your person. And I say that to say, yeah. when my mom left, my now husband stood beside me left and right. And he didn't have to because we were not married. We were engaged. Were we? I don't remember. In any event, he stood beside me. He didn't have to do that. We had no legally binding contract. But as I watched my mother being lowered into the Roman Catholic cemetery, that man stood beside me. When I went to get mommy dressed, he said, do you need me to go inside with you? These are the moments that define the person that you need to have beside
you.
But
I think that's a big thing that's missing. Like, you need to know.
You have to know.
Of the person you're getting married to, I a lady who I knew, mm-hmm. I don't want to say no because it's been a while, knew, she got married in under 5 months, cold turkey. People have asked me how I feel about it. The reality of it is, I don't think in my body that there's a success story that's going to come out of that.
Right. I actually know somebody who got married within months, and I think they've now been married, successfully married as far as I can see, for almost 20 plus years.
How many when people you know, do you know like that?
Not very many. Many people
that,
I know.
Is that
but
a common thing?
No, I don't
would
know.
Would you consider that a wise choice?
I don't know if I would consider it a wiser, but you have to do what's best for you.
Right. Now, I would
every
say that
marriage is different.
Some people just do it. They said, hey, we can learn each other. We can grow together. We can do this together. But again, it goes with maturity, right? I think, again, it goes back to likability. They may enjoy each other's company.
5 months?
5 months.
And the sex is good in 5 months. I mean,
sex
that's
is
a,
at an all-time
high. It was 7 days to a week. You're having sex.
Yeah, but what are you learning about this? Like, me and my wife, if I'm showering, there's a law. Don't flush the toilet when you come in the bathroom. If you do that,
what?
I know that's an act of war.
The water can turn cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love hot water. You come in the bathroom and you flush the toilet. I understand you're trying to be clean. I'm going to sock you with some soap. Because you intentionally did that.
Or she could just say, hey, I bought the flush the toilet. Walk
no,
away.
No, no, no.
Stand back.
Because
no, no. That's what I would say. Like, I bought the flush the toilet, eh?
There are things that you got to do.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You wake up in the morning, this person has tonsillitis. You couldn't plan for that because every time y'all went on a date, they brushed their teeth.
Right.
Got the stones out. You never smell any indicator. Now y'all married. You wake up, they're snoring, and you're trying to figure out, oh my God, what woke me up?
That's what woke you up, friend.
They got tonsillitis. That's they didn't disclose that in the beginning part of the relationship.
That is true.
These are the...
But now, if we go back, now listen to this. If we go back, and you're talking, I'm only saying this because you mentioned the tonsillitis and the snoring. If we date without having sexual intercourse before marriage,
right.
There's a lot of things that you will never know. Until you are married.
I agree.
Right? So I feel...
You don't think you're going to know if you got tonsillitis?
Yeah, but you think...
You're not going to tell me that?
You think, oh, by the way.
I'm going to the dentist to get a clean.
Okay, well, that's normal. I go every
right?
6 months. I go to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned.
You got to try ease these things.
Yeah,
there are things that you need to know.
But
what
now,
are your
I,
finances like?
I think,
are you broke?
Now, finances, yes. I think there are deal breakers that should be discussed.
You need to know.
But you're going to be learning them every day anyway.
I don't need to learn that you're broke after we're together. I need to know that before I decide to
marry
you.
And I need to know if I could trust you with a list when I send you to the grocery store.
Right.
Like if I tell you Hellman's and you bring back like Mama Dukes or something bad like that. Like, well, this isn't what I sent you for.
No, but there are things.
Child,
a lot of people are getting a lot of people are getting married. They blind. They're getting married blind. They're getting married in the dark. Because they have this fairy tale conception.
A lot of conversations don't.
We don't have the right conversations.
And that's why counseling is so important.
But we don't have the right conversations.
No, but
we
some
lie
counselors
so much.
Have a problem too. Because they tell you after 2 weeks, you're good to go.
Right. Because what I'm saying again is that we don't have the right conversation. This woman said emphatically, if y'all see my husband with his girlfriend, we are not together. We don't have the right conversations.
But maybe they're separated. Maybe did she mean like, okay, we married, but we are not together. We still legally married. We're separated. So he out there publicly dating
that's
his
like,
girlfriend.
That's so vague.
But whatever.
But that type of thing shouldn't even make it to social media.
Well, I concur.
True enough.
I agree.
But whatever it is, what I'm saying is, if we are our brother's keepers, if we are our sister's keepers, friend, like, let's have the conversation. Let me show you how I jacked myself up. Maybe I could help you. Maybe in the act of full disclosure, don't air everything. Maybe in the act of full disclosure, if you make $10, only spend $7 mm-hmm. and put up the rest. Mm-hmm. Because this man is going to, when he tells you to get the F out, you need to have something for Mr. Rainy Day. Mm-hmm. Or you can end up living with your ma and your pa.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. You have to tell people
my
the truth.
At least I don't know if somebody told her, but at least somebody told her there are a lot of people who will see
yeah.
and know the wife or the husband and don't say anything and choose not to say. I mean, for varying reasons, because I feel if my sister come to me and say, I see, she saw. Right. If she see it, that means I saw it.
Exactly.
But again, it's about that whole, it's a community, right?
It is a community.
We kind of fail each other in that regard because mm-hmm. people have been burned. There's jealousy. So people will maliciously try to make your marriage or try to bring problems into your marriage.
There's covetousness too. People want your marriage. They want to be
in
this spot.
There's so many things. So even if Susie Q say, Angie, girl, I see so-and-so with so-and-so. I see a husband with Susie Q. I can take a step back and say, what she want? What is she trying to do?
I don't know her like that. She never used to talk to me like this before.
Right. I don't know her like that.
Why is she telling me
now? That's human nature, right?
Right.
But on the second, I'm going to have that thought, and then I can say, let me try and investigate. But still the doubt, because it's human nature.
There's the communication thing, too, though. Like, if they tell you something, you know, I got to ask them what you're telling me, right? If they digress, I know that's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because your motive for telling me wasn't to look out for me. You're trying to cause a problem.
Problems.
So because I said, hey, let me talk to my wife and see what she says. Well, she could verify what you're saying. You'd be like, oh, no, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
No, but not only that. You say that's where you see her. That's where you see him. Let me let's have a three-way conversation.
Yeah, confirm some things.
But I think too, as women, we don't hold each other accountable.
We do not.
And if we say that men are dogs, then you must be a dog catcher, because the only way you could catch a dog unless is if you're a dog catcher.
Yeah.
If I know that you married Paul, and Paul come talking to me, let me tell you something, Paul.
It ain't that type of party,
mm-hmm. okay? And I can tell
your
wife, you ask me out. You understand what I'm saying? Even in the Junkanoo community, right? You have people that will say, oh boy, your boys are lucky. Don't come to me with them type of conversation. Watch what you're saying. Because I could tell my man, and then that can be a whole other different movie.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful what you say. You have to cut people off at the break.
I had coworkers say, yeah, but I hope you're hitting it right. I'm like, bro.
That's not a pocket friend.
Thank you for that. Now I know where to put you.
Exactly.
Because you're talking yourself.
Exactly.
If you was thinking it, you could have keep it.
Mm-hmm. You exposed
but you verbalize
you showed me, show me a hand.
Now you show me who you are.
But as women, and I say this right without any fear of conviction, we are not honest with each other. Our community of women, there's something very skewed. Somewhere along the line, someone hurt some women, and they be the mean, nasty girls that they are as women. They are mean, nasty girls with money and privilege and prestige and power. And they do. And woman, listen, this is what I went through. Do you know what it is to start from scratch?
Mm.
Do you know what it is to start completely over?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be honest about that.
That's not a conversation they're prepared to hear.
They're not prepared to understand this. And I had $1,500 in the bank, and I had to start from scratch. I had to make sure this child was in private school or in school in general.
Right,
I had to say to my parents, I am coming home. And whether you like it or not, that is a conversation you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have parents like mine, mommy then was out to the banana boat reunion. And when they come back home, I was laying up in their bed.
Mm-hmm.
And mommy say, I don't know what you get married for in the first place.
my
parents never took their key from me, you know.
No?
The same key that we had when we were in Garden Hills, my daddy took the same lock and put that lock on Charlottesville. Wow. And they never took their key from me.
Wow.
And mommy said, before she went, mommy said, you don't want this day, you know. But and I could stay. And she made that very clear.
Mm-mm-mm.
But women are not honest. Women are not honest. We don't teach each other, hey, that's how you say it.
I think men ain't honest too, though. Like, it's just a...
There's no accountability.
With men, there's no accountability.
And with women, there's no honesty.
You know, I love when you get on these gals and make sure they're straight. But men, seasoned guys with knowledge, they choose to be gatekeepers.
They have some trauma because they ma raised them weird.
Fair. But they don't want to teach. That's why we have so much chaos going on, because the generations before us don't want to pass on the knowledge that's going to either curb failure or deter some making.
But what you gatekeeping for?
I don't know. I don't know why people keep knowledge to themselves that could benefit people.
Other people.
I don't advocate for that type of stuff. I think if you know, if you've seen a pattern, I have young guys, when I look at them, I see myself in them. And they gravitate to me. And I say, listen, this is what it is. My dad, he is not an example of what a father should be. He definitely is not an example of what a husband should be.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing he told me was, you better get to know that girl. I said, what you mean? This come from you? But he was right. And he said, listen, test drive your car before you buy it.
Mm-hmm. You must test drive it.
Figure some things out.
That's because not biblical. I'm just putting that out there.
He wasn't a Christian. He's telling the
I'm not saying, you know.
I'm just telling you what the Bible says.
That was not, that's not biblical.
He said, test drive your car because
he's a staunch Catholic.
I will see. Show me.
He said, test drive your car. Figure out what she wants.
Right.
She won a title, or she really wants to be a helpmate. My daddy said this, and he wasn't even drunk. That's what freaked me out. This man was in his right mind when he's telling me this stuff. And I look at him like, boy, this is my lady. She look like she's making some sense. Test drive your car and figure out what she truly wants. That was it.
That's it.
And I look at that. I was like, boy, I got to really study this. And I studied. I figure out what it is that she wants.
We have to take Chris. What's that you playing? Secret Lovers?
Mm-hmm.
Turn it up a little bit, Chris.
That's what it is? Secret Lovers?
Yes.
Oh.
To be all alone. Oh, yeah. Hoping you'd call before anyone gets home. Ladies and gents, we are going to be right back. You're listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. We are going to be back. It is 7:16. We have about 15 minutes more. Maybe we'll go till 8 if Angie and Kevin. Kevin, I know your wife looking for you. We're going to be right back. We're going to be right back.
That we've been loving each other, we can never know. No, no, no. We can't leave a trace. Secret love. That's what we are. We shouldn't be together, but we can't let go. No, no, 'cause our love is so.
City of Miami Gardens presents JITG Music Fest. Janae Aiko, Ludacris, Ashanti, Nelly, Glorilla, LMA, Maya, Joe, D Nice and Friends, featuring WV, Donnell Jones, Case, Sunshine Anderson, and Kenny Burns, Isley Brothers, L DeBarge, Stephanie Mills, and so many more. March 7th and 8th, Hard Rock Stadium. Tickets and info at jazzinthegardens.com. Jazzinthegardens.com.
Guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Made love to me, yeah.
On this sexy Tuesday. Oh, Chris, play the tune. Play the tune, Chris. Chris, you could be a DJ, you know. Forget being an engineer. Ladies and gents, this is Kendini Campbell. Delavaux. The man say drop Campbell. How that sound? The sound all right? Absolutely not. This is Kendini Delavaux. We're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And let me read some of my text messages. Lady K, you have a good man. You appreciate and talk publicly about him. Some women in this city don't appreciate their man or talk about them. Many of them seem broken. Many of us are broken, to be quite honest with you. And some of us will never get a chance to heal. Lady K, please again, please say that again, please. They support other women when they are doing wrong. They are jealous of other women when they know you have a better man than them. They work hard to break that relationship or marriage up. They wanted that kind of man, but failed to get one. Kenny, please ask the question about the reality of when there's no sex in a relationship. Okay, all right. What about when there's no sex in it? I can't talk. I don't know how to. We'd have to get somebody. Go ahead, Kevin.
Just take it out. Like, okay.
How you mean? Hold on now.
No, this is what we're going to do because. We have to strip away some things.
Okay.
You understand?
Tell me.
Like, if we've been married for 40 years, mm-hmm. we're not having sex no more. I got it right. That's you in a wheelchair. Ain't no sex happening, though.
No sex in 40 years, Kevin?
At this juncture, we just looking for companions to die together.
That's in the 80s. He could be in his 80s, Kenny. I mean, Kenny, you still could be jumping off the chandelier at
80. I get an accident. I get nothing.
Right.
I can't do nothing, but for Kevin, better or for worse.
But Kevin, there are other parts of your body that have to
for
work.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, but worse. No, let's remove sex out of the equation.
Altogether?
Yes, altogether, because that can always be a possibility.
Yes, that's
it. It can always be a possibility.
There are couples like that with no sex at all.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is your character is your personality. If you are a humorous person, we don't sleep together, but you can make me laugh to my gut. I love that about her. She is kind. She is forgiving. She is thoughtful. She is nice. She treats people with respect. She is humble. She could drive. She ain't writing off every car I buy her. She is financially literate. You see, did I mention sex in that?
Mm-mm.
But those are qualities that are needed, not just to be married, but to be a decent human
being. Yep. And compassion.
And listen, in a hypersexualized society, where we fixate on sex, like it's the most important thing in a marriage, because it's the number one thing in Bahamian marriages, when you take that away, the marriage is doomed.
Okay.
You understand?
I understand.
Which is why, if you could wait to have sex, wait to have sex. Because you need to take that time to learn other things about this individual you're about to be joined together. Once the government get involved, you can't get rid of that, but it's not easy, you know.
You really cannot.
I think marriages should be renewed, like 5-year renewal.
I think renewal.
Yes. You should treat them
that's
like
that's the only license you don't have to renew.
I treat it like a driver's license.
I think so. Do we want to renew our license or what?
I want another 5 years or no. I want this or no.
That's a good conversation.
Let's change this picture too.
But you should campaign on that. Like,
you think I should run for?
I've been talking about that.
You think I should run?
But seriously, like, people need to know who they're getting married to.
Absolutely.
Yes, you know what I mean? And sex blurs the lines. Sex clouds your emotional intelligence. It miscues. It destroys and warps so many different things.
It does.
Or they break, but they get thrown on.
You know, they could slam.
Break niggas always have energy because they don't wake. So always. They have to be good at sex.
And some of them need a place to live. This text reads, If these gals would start begging everyone they meet quick as they start talking, that's how they start walking the road. Absolutely. This next text reads, Kenny, these women that are in high society with the David Yurman and all of the glitters and glam are nothing. Oh.
I can't read that. Send that to me.
It sounds very
personal and very direct.
And judgmental.
Where's David Yurman?
They may be meaning me too.
I was about to say, I didn't mean it. You got on that bit of Yurman.
They might be meaning me and you. Oh, we have a caller on the line. Good evening, caller. You are on.
Hello, good night.
Good night, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. I want to know, what is a man to do when his woman get artificial run? Fake hair, fake nails, fake skin down in the skimpy clothes they wear. A responsible man, what do you think he's supposed to do about that? Allow his woman to be every day changing her identity, and it never wants to be in the bag of flesh she's in. What is a man to do?
Did you marry her like that?
Did you marry her that way?
I beg your pardon?
Did you marry her that way?
What if you're married or engaged or in a serious relationship? What do you think is the right thing for that?
But I thought y'all wanted a different type of woman every other day. I thought y'all wanted like a Susie.
No, then we want a different other woman every day.
I think then it's up to you to either find you another woman, because that woman has an identity situation. That woman has an identity problem.
A self-esteem problem?
Say it again, sir.
Is it a self-esteem problem?
It's a self-esteem. She has LSE.
And I mean, like, so if you don't want to be who you are, what your identity is on your passport and whoever you was from birth, and you change up, like you change your mind, like you change in clothes every day with your face and your body, and you go out in public. That ain't nice. Things like that supposed to be inside the house. You don't present yourself in public as somebody else. And I feel sad to know we have a government that just continue, because I mean, like, these artificial nails have been good for the human body. All has been toxic. Mm-hmm. And to allow women are the bearers of the future children.
Absolutely.
And these women to just go, I guess they must be on heroin or something. But they can't be in their right mind. I'm honest, I'm being serious with it. Okay. No joke. Because for them to be doing that, girls emulate their mothers.
Yes.
And the little girls have the same BS in their hair and bleaching and things like they ma.
Yes.
You know, something is wrong in the government, instead of buying them feminine hygiene products, buying hair and nails and all them long, funny looking blinkers they put on the eye.
Blinkers, okay. So you prefer a more natural woman?
The bleaching will
also. Would you prefer a more natural woman? A bald headed?
No.
Tell me what you like.
In life, I accept reality in every aspect. And when I see those individuals, I can call my flesh, man. I won't see them. I don't care how naked they be, because, you know, then they look for attention and look like the only thing.
That's what it is.
Attention.
I was about to say.
It's to be walking around half naked with all their breasts out and all they gon' give.
Yes.
And you know what? Women need to grow up and mature themselves, because, you know what? It's like, where is your mind? Mm. I mean, there's decency. I mean, it's so sad. It's sad, and I think it's an epidemic that needs to be stopped in its track, because it looks like it's going too far overboard.
I agree. Mm.
Honestly, you know.
Thank
and
you.
I mean, to save the future. I mean, like they say, they have enough babies, and the babies would be have to be retarded, or they have a lot of defects.
Understood. Yep, absolutely, sir. Thank you.
Kenny, that got to be a topic.
On my next topic?
Mm-hmm.
I probably got to take a day off.
Kevin, you probably have to take a month off. It's 7:29. My husband is home. He sent me a message, said, honey, I am home. And so we are going to end the show at 7:30 tonight or shortly thereafter.
Look at that. We married now. We know how to end the show on time.
We cannot. Listen,
it's
Tuesday.
This? The Mistress Delavo.
The popcorn is popping.
And it's cold. It's 10 toes weather.
Honey, it's cold outside. Kevin, we will let you go first, and you have your 60 seconds, sir.
I will say shout out to my guys at B-Docs.
Hi, guys and B-Dogs.
I appreciate you guys always listening. The support, the love. You know, whenever you see me, you always let me know, hey, I listen Tuesday. If you didn't hear me this Tuesday, you hear me the other Tuesday, you always let me know when you hear me. I appreciate that. Keep tuning in.
Angie, I call Angie guys and Angie. I got a couple calls because I had a good girlfriend who sews into me. I mean, she gives it to me raw. Miss Holder, she was like, I went 5 places today and they are ready for this conversation tomorrow. And we still didn't get to the meat of the conversation. We got to have more of this conversation.
I think this is like a common thing. That's because
you
want
to go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but from I've been with Candy for like at least a year now.
Almost, yeah.
We've been doing this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like every time we come on, it's never enough time. I relish in passing on knowledge and having these types of conversations because they're needed.
Yes,
they are needed.
If you're paying attention to what's happening around us, these type of conversations, some might be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I relish in uncomfortable.
I like the uncomfortable conversations because I see what you're made out of. I see what you made out of then.
Yeah, we need to have it.
Yeah.
There needs to be more platforms where there are tough conversations. Erkin need to invent some new rules.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I get emotional and I would say some things.
Me too.
That's why you have podcasts.
My podcast, they already know how to go. But
that podcast is podcasty.
Man, you got to share the link.
But the radio, where people are in their car stuck in traffic, they can't sit in the road anyway because they mad.
Or the journal ain't doing the homework in the backseat.
You see what I'm saying? But these conversations, I need to be my true. That's foolishness transpiring. I need to be able to react to that in peace.
And I think some of us as broadcasters or as people in media, we have to be very responsible about the message we transcend, because there are some women and some men, they transcend some weird messaging and you have people that are following them.
Yeah.
My girl Angie. Kevin, I believe that.
I think Kevin got us both covered.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I think so.
Angie, you want to tell the ladies to be honest?
Absolutely. Honesty, you have to be honest. Be honest. Marriage can be exactly like your caller said. Marriage is what you make it. It's a beautiful thing. It has its challenges, its ups and downs. And we should be honest with each other.
If
somebody comes to me and say, hey, tell me all about it, I think you know very well I can tell them all about it.
That's
so
good.
You know, it's give be a little bit more open to having the conversation.
And I think we have to be honest about when it is time to throw the towel in.
Yeah, and absolutely.
There is no such thing as being embarrassed by your situation. My mom grew up through Milton Street, and she always said that there's no disgrace in being poor. Mm-hmm. She says it isn't where you're from; it's what you do with what you have.
Yep.
And she always said, you keep your place clean, you bleach off your front step, you go out and you dress yourself properly. And I think that as women, we should have an honest conversation with another woman and say, listen, but sometimes you can identify when a woman is going through, you know,
mm-hmm.
you see the look on their face, you see how downshoveled they are or disheveled they are. And you can tell when a woman is being cunning. You can tell when she's being conniving. You can tell when she is straight out lying by her body language and her eyesight. Now, I am pursuing my PhD in communications, right? I have two more years to go. And they teach you in communications what body language is, because there are various forms of communication, but the body language tells you. And as someone who's gone through divorce, someone who has gone through betrayal and all of these other things, you can identify. Like, you know when somebody lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could look at you and tell you talking pure foolishness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But as women, we have to be honest about our particular spaces that we are in. Because if I could help another woman get through, then my living would not be in vain. I think we have to be honest about where we are and honest as women. Stop posting these photos with just the good. And maybe not even post at all, but
tell the photos, say, hey, today was not a good day.
If you want to make it a subscription where I got to pay to get the backstage pass to see you all throwing plates and rowing and crazing.
Let's be honest.
Send me the link because I want to see all aspects of what marriage entails, because that is a true example of what marriage is. Because not every day I will like my wife.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have to think about submission too, because a lot of times women speak about being submissive. And
I think they see that word and they say slave.
But there's not a, it's not a slave word. It's not a, I don't think it's a slave word. I think it's just a mere...
It's a matter of understanding what submission means.
But if you've seen, if you're a woman and you've only seen women around you do it on their own, no woman in your circle has ever been married. Your mommy ain't married.
Yeah, that's...
Your mommy's sisters ain't married. You've only seen this, so you know no different rule.
But my advice to men, if you are going to marry a woman that comes from a single parent home where no female has been married, understand that your job might be a little bit more difficult.
It will be.
And you're going to have to put your foot down as a man and literally kind of remold the mind.
No, I don't think it's remolding. And I disagree with that particular point. And here's why. I think submission comes when a woman feels
safe,
protected. And it's up to a man to fulfill the roles that he is supposed to fulfill in a marriage.
I think once
a woman feels safe and protected, it happens. Submission happens naturally.
This is what I say. The Bible says, "Be transformed in the renewing of your minds,"
mm-hmm.
meaning your desire to be a wife is not necessarily based on somebody's doing something for you in order for you to change your mind. That's a personal decision. Like it says, he who finds a wife, you were a wife before he found you.
But he didn't make you a wife. But I think I agree with Angie to a certain aspect too, because with my husband, like if I can't match his energy, right?
Right.
Now, we are both Jhonkanu people. Let me just bring some reality to the situation. We are both Jhonkanu people.
Mm-hmm.
What I do with my group and how I react in the back line, or how I am with the brass, or how I am in certain sectors, I can't bring that foolishness home. I have to know, or even in terms of my project management life or my communications, I work with engineers and producers. I can't do the same thing that I do there. Mm-hmm. So
I bet you don't even have to.
I don't.
Exactly. That's the difference.
And then when he says...
Well, that's like a two-part thing, though. It's like she knows when to kind of dial it back, and he knows when it's his time to take the lead.
Right, but he takes the lead.
And so I'm not disagreeing with you in the sense that men shouldn't do the deeds of making an environment safe or making you feel protected, because that's what men are supposed... We're wired that way. That's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a partnership where you have to do this,
and I have to do that.
Absolutely.
It isn't solely based on if I provide safety, you're going to feel safe. What if I provide safety and you still don't feel safe?
There's something wrong with your provision.
And that's why I said the renewing of the mind, because you have to be intentional about maturing.
Absolutely,
and your
outlook,
because your childhood trauma, the environment you come from, might be a hindrance to the safety that he may, in fact, on the outside...
Absolutely.
If you lay it down, he's doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, I have no problem with the submission part. And if he says, listen, we ain't doing that, hey, we ain't doing that, eh?
But it doesn't necessarily
play
like that.
I may have to debate a little bit.
I'm with that.
I have a little debate. Tell me why. Make me understand.
No, I ain't that.
I personally
don't like, I'm not good at debates. Like,
see,
I would tell
it's
you,
not a debate. Let's have a conversation about it. We don't have to debate about it.
No,
we
but
can
see,
talk
that's,
about it.
That's the verbiage.
Some people
say submission. You looking for a slave?
Yeah, but that may be somebody who's raised on survival and not love.
Right.
And this is where I appreciate the level of maturity, because it takes a different kind of eyes and mind to see that this man has your best interest at heart.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you may be in survivor mode or not, he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's loving you through that,
mm-hmm.
in hopes that at some point, my love is going to trump your survival nature that you may have been going through. And you know how hard it is to push against what you've been going through all of your life?
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
I can tell you that.
It's very difficult.
You have a choice to make in your mind to meet him at least halfway in his efforts to provide safety for your environment. You're going to raise your kids in the safety.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to through life in his safety. You can't just expect him to be toiling the land and you're not trying
to... could I tell you something? I know that this may sound like totally off my rockers to some people, right?
Mm-mm.
But my husband is in charge of the back line for his Jonkunu group, right?
Mm-hmm. I love Jonkunu, by the way.
I love how
you always somehow...
Yeah, because I...
You find a way to make reference to...
I'm the only non-Jonkunu.
Yeah, you really into that, Andrew. And he will be on Bay Street, right? Mm-hmm. And I find him by his shoes in a crowd of people.
I don't know about all that.
This is okay. So he's
wearing him neon tennis.
he does his pasting and tricking at home, right? So I always look at his shoes before I leave the house, right? And I say anyway because I'm always doing some broadcast, so I deal with my group. So when I see his group coming up, of course I go by the fire and say, "Hey, baby, you want your Gatorade? You need this, whatever." I go to hail him.
I follow those Jonkunu dips.
Right,
yes, I love it.
Hey, if you want to watch him, look for his shoes.
I love it right there, right? And so I spot him by his shoes, and when I see him, I just scream right there, and I just take a little picture, I take a little video, and like in seeing him in that moment, and him in his element, like I feel like. I's the queen of Jonkunu. Like, I love this. Like, this is what we do.
But
he makes me feel secure to know that, hey, he doing his thing. And then when I go with my group, I doing my thing.
Right.
But if he's coming down the road and I don't, somehow or the other, he hears me over all of the Jonkunu music. Because I said, "Run on!" And he's doing his little thing. I know he sees me. And it gives me a sense of, like, this, like, that's my love language.
Right.
Like, he sees me. And then I think about like how when Daddy used to come down with the Saxons and Mummy on the side waiting for us to come down, and Daddy would go by the railing and kiss Mummy and hug up. Mummy had about 2 hands, and Mummy had huge hands. Mummy was extremely tall. And like that says to me like that's their love language, and that's kind of mine too. But like I don't have a problem with the submissiveness. I don't have an issue with that because I feel safe.
Right.
I don't have a problem.
I agree.
I don't have a problem with that because I feel safe.
I appreciate that.
And I mean, as a professional jungleist, now
but no sense, right? Safe with her emotions, safe financially, safe physically. So it's
that's
all around.
That is truly what a provider is.
Yes.
If you think a provider is just
and
from
those
a
are far and few in between in this day and time, unfortunately. They are far and few in between.
I think it's because his parents are Christians, because listen to me. my husband could cut a movie instantly.
Right.
But his parents have put some good stuff into him.
Instill him some good principles.
They have put some good...
I think so.
Oh, they put some good
stuff
in
that
him.
A lot of people in this society we live in, they see providing as a financial thing,
and that's where it stops. And it's so much more than that.
I think if you only think it's financial, then you don't know what providing truly is.
And you were raised on survival and not love.
Agreed. That's a clear indicator of survival mode. When you fixate on finances, people who have a well-rounded idea knows that finances are fleeting. They come, money coming.
Because we could make some onion soup in the nighttime and one pack of noodles, two shrimp, and three cut that up and we can get to go.
I agree with that. But that providing thing, the man will make the environment.
You will dwell in that.
Mm-hmm. But it's a team effort where we got to meet each other. Halfway. Yeah,
we have absolutely.
We have to. Y'all have to go home. my husband already texted me. Ladies and gents, you were listening to Kenny's Corner. My good Judy. She came through for me this evening.
Of course,
Kevin Camp is here. Kevin, thank you to your wife and your beautiful Layla. Thank you so much. And Aya, I know you have to get home to Aya. Thank you so much. Chris, my wonderful engineer who indulges me in all of my shenanigans. And to my husband, I'm coming home. I'll be there shortly. We'll have some popcorn and some Stella Rosa watermelon tonight. So ladies and gents, you put your foot over that man and let your man put his foot over you. Oh, that's it, Chris. Chris, it is just so amazing.
It's so amazing.
So amazing.
Is Luther yet?
So amazing to be loved. That was on my mind as I was coming up the stairs. Ladies and gents, this is another Balmy Tuesday. You've been listening to Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Got to tell you how you thrill me. as I can be. You have come and it's changed my whole world. Bye-bye, sadness. Hello, mellow. What a wonderful day. It's so amazing to be alive. I'd follow you to the moon and the sky above. And it's so amazing, amazing. I could stay forever, here in love and leave you never. Cause we've got amazing love. Truly it's amazing, amazing. Love brought us together, together. I would leave you never and never. Yes, we've got amazing.